Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here this week. And, this is the last trading day in the month of July, Roy, and quite a July it was, wasn't it?
It is the last trading day in July. Well, it caught me by surprise. What have I been doing the whole month anyway?
Well, I don't know. You and I have been on vacation together, something like that. I'm not sure, but it shouldn't be the end of the month already.
Well, it doesn't seem like it, but we've certainly got some interesting markets. You know, normally you think when it's hot and dry, which it is here in Cass County, and I realize Cumming County in northeast Nebraska is not that way, but usually when it's hot and dry and you get rain in Chicago, the market falls out of bed, and we got two out of the three, but the market didn't fall out of bed. So it's a really pretty impressive market considering the fundamentals.
You know, we've been talking about the rain so far this year, and the last couple that we've had that have come through have been kind of widespread, but up till that, it was a lot of spotty rain. So, you know, we couldn't make a determination on the crop based strictly on the rain, Roy.
That's true, and that's always a tough call because, you know, farmers set out here in southeast Nebraska or northeast Nebraska or Iowa, wherever they're at, and look out at the cornfield across the road and say, well, you know, the corn's burning up, so therefore the price should go up, or the corn's looking really, really good, so the price should go down. But you got to realize that that's a opinion formed from one observation, and it may not be accurate, and it may not be representative. And you know, but usually when you hear that they have rain in Chicago, that's all that counts. But it didn't seem to make a lot of difference this time.
We've been kind of choppy in the corn, kind of up, kind of down, but the corn is experiencing, I think, what soybeans have been doing all summer long, and that's kind of stuck in this sideways deal.
Yeah, if you look back for the whole month of July, going back to the first trading day in July, we had a really bad washout from that government crop report that came out, and ever since then, the market's been going up, and so we regained just about everything that we regained more than we lost on that sharp sell-off right around the 1st of July, which, you know, to me, that's very positive and a real optimistic outlook.
But in the soybeans, we've been kind of, you know, satisfied to stay below that high water mark yet.
We really haven't gotten back to the point where beans were earlier in the year, but it's you know, it still doesn't look too bad. I mean, we didn't see the beans fall out of bed either with that rain in Chicago. And so, you know, I have to be a little optimistic on both corn and soybeans right here.
You know, they say you make the soybean yield in the month of August. So weather's going to be super important for the beans from here on out, huh?
It is. I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic that we're going to get some rain here real soon. Maybe we'll already have it by the time this interview is played, and you know, we need a real good soaking rain sometime in the next week or so to really kick off this soybean crop. I yesterday afternoon was out shredding some waterways and so forth, and the beans have got plenty of height and they look good, but we need to just get a few inches of rain on there to top the thing off.
So, Roy, as we transition from the month of July into August, does our focus in marketing change at all?
As you know, I normally don't like to hold any corn or soybeans, either one, unpriced after the 1st of July. And this year I held about 10% of my 2010 crop after the 1st of July, and I got those all moved this week and all priced in the $7 neighborhood, and so I'm all out of old crop, and I don't have any new crop priced yet. I've been leery about the condition of the crop up until now, and I still am a little bit here in southeast Nebraska, but boy, it seems like this corn crop has got a life of its own, and the market just doesn't want to go down, and so you know, I'm sitting tight. I've got storage for 100% of my crop, and if we don't get back up in the $7 range on new crop, why, I can wait.
Yeah, and that's something else that I see some of the processors and some of those that are merchandising grain, they've switched to basing their bids off new crop now. So we got to start to be getting close, huh?
Well, yeah, basically we don't ever harvest corn in August or almost never, and so I guess my feeling now is just set tight on it, and if we would get a run back up to that level where we might be able to get $7 cash corn out of the field, why then I'd be willing to pull the trigger. But in the meantime, not in a big hurry.
We haven't talked about options for a while. I guess I didn't ask if you had looked at those numbers at all, but they had been kind of expensive here not too long ago. Do you know, is that still the case?
I haven't looked at the options either. I'll make you a promise that before next week I'll take a look at the options and see if there's anything out there, because this would be the time of the year when you could use the options, because we probably have eaten up quite a bit of the time value on them. So, something to think about, and we'll take a look at that for next week.
All right. Let's table that motion until next week's meeting. But in the meantime, anything else you'd like to hit on?
Just that it's county fair time, and it's a field day's time, and so everybody make the most out of August, and look forward to a good harvest.
We're going to have soybean management field days up in Cumming County. One of them is in Cumming County here this year. Have you picked which one you're going to?
I haven't even seen the schedule of them. I've been looking at it or looking for it, but I'm going to look even harder now, because I like the soybean management field day. They're a tremendous program.
All right. I think I can give it to you quick off the top of my head. It's Clay Center, Alba, then Bancroft near Beamer there, and then one down at Cortland. So you can have your pick.
Okay. And what week is that?
That's the third week in August, the 16th through the 19th.
Okay.
Well, there you go. And it's always good to visit with you there, Roy, and we'll try it again next week.
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on 840 KTIC.